From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama said today he is reflecting on what he might have done differently over the last 2 years. In an hour-long news conference, Mr. Obama took responsibility for a number of shortcomings, even as he defended his economic policies. The president offered to work together with the newly empowered Republicans in Congress, and he acknowledged it won't be easy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the first day of the president's new reality.
It was a long and humbling night for the president, telephoning winners and losers in the midterm elections. Most all the losers came from his own party. And Mr. Obama said it felt bad saying goodbye to so many Democrats, many of whom had cast tough votes in support of his agenda.
There is not only sadness about seeing them go, but there's also a lot of questioning on my part in terms of could I have done something differently or done something more so that those folks would still be here. It's hard, and I take responsibility for it in a lot of ways.
The president said many of the lawmakers told him they don't regret those tough votes, and Mr. Obama seems to have few regrets of his own. He defended the stimulus, the bank bailout, and the auto company rescues as necessary responses to an economic crisis, even as he admitted they contributed to yesterday's political backlash.
It's understandable that folks said to themselves, you know, maybe this is the agenda as opposed to a response to an emergency. And that's something that I think, you know, everybody in the White House understood was a danger. We thought it was necessary, but I'm sympathetic to folks who looked at it and said, this is looking like potential overreach.
The president blamed most of the Democratic losses on voters' frustration with the slow pace of economic recovery. Unemployment stands at 9.6% and could climb higher on Friday when October's figures are released. Mr. Obama flatly rejected Republican claims, though, that his economic policies have made things worse.
When I came into office, this economy was in a free fall, and the economy has stabilized. The economy is growing. We've seen 9 months of private sector job growth. So I think it'd be hard to argue that we're going backwards. I think what you can argue is we're stuck in neutral.
Throughout the campaign, Mr. Obama had accused congressional Republicans of driving the U.S. economy into a ditch, then standing on the sidelines drinking a Slurpee as Democrats did the hard work of trying to push it out. Mr. Obama now says he wants to find common ground with the GOP, and he even joked about inviting House Republican leader John Boehner to a Slurpee summit. Boehner, who's expected to become House Speaker next year, says he's willing to listen.
We discussed working together on the American people's priorities, cutting spending, creating jobs. And we hope that he will continue to be willing to work with us on those priorities.
One possible area of compromise is an extension of the tax cuts passed in 2001 and 2003. Mr. Obama has said those cuts should be extended for most, but not for America's wealthiest families. Today, he said he's willing to negotiate, if that's what it takes to preserve tax cuts for the middle class. Comprehensive energy and climate legislation is off the table, but there may be room for more modest energy bills, and Mr. Obama said he's willing to consider GOP improvements to the health care overhaul. Republicans have said they want to repeal that measure, but they don't have the votes to go that far. The president also acknowledged a need to mend fences with the business community, saying he hasn't always found the right balance in crafting business regulations.
The most important thing we can do is to boost and encourage our business sector and make sure that they're hiring.
When a reporter asked today if his party's losses meant the president was out of touch with voters' economic pain, Mr. Obama paused for a long moment. Connecting with the American people is a growth process, he said, one that every president has to go through.
A couple of great communicators, Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton, were standing at this podium 2 years into their presidency, getting very similar questions.
Mr. Obama said he expects to go through more ups and downs in the second half of his term. He probably takes some comfort knowing Reagan and Clinton bounced back from their midterm losses. Both men were handily reelected 2 years later. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.